And when we were sitting here to about to record, I was feeling into what fun it is to be with oneself as opposed to against oneself.
Mm.
What fun it is to be in, to play in the individual rather than fighting. What fun it is to be connected as opposed to trying to source it all from itself, separate.
Yeah.
It's such a relief. It's such a relief. And everything appears new to see through the eyes of the whole. Everything appears new. Everything. Everything has vibrancy. Everything feels sacred.
Hmm. Yeah. And what limited itself to the pinky in that metaphor, what contained itself within that pinky realizes it can flow through the whole body. When you say that, seeing through the eyes, it was like, oh yeah, the same aliveness that was just keeping itself shoved into this little pinky now flows wherever it may. It isn't bound to the pinky.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's like separating itself as a fragment of the whole thing. Oh, I am the aliveness flowing through this whole body, constituting this whole body. And so, yeah, travel up to the eye, see what that's about. And this is all metaphor, you know?
Mm-hmm. To see through the eyes of the whole, as opposed to seeing through the eyes of the self.
Mm.
Vastly different experience.
Yeah.
Immense.
Yeah. And amazingly natural.
Mm.
I mean, easy. It is, yeah, it is our, it is nature. Mm. Not even our nature. It's not even our natural state. It's simply nature, to use words. That we are nature.
Mm.
Life. Aliveness.
Mm-hmm.
Being.
Mm.
Mm.
And what a dance it becomes to no longer carry that individual around as much. To see through the eyes of life as opposed to the eyes of the individual becomes this dance. It's so light. It's so fun. Recognizing we don't have to carry our individual stories around, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so wild.
Yeah. What comes to mind in that is like somebody carrying a dictionary around everywhere that they go. Being like, well, if I run into a word that I need to look up, I got what I need. Compare that, you know, or substitute the dictionary for the stories and that all that individual stuff. It's like, well, I got that. I'm carrying it around just in case I need it. If I need to refer to myself, if I need these memories, these past experiences, yeah. These fears, these concerns, these, you know, preferences. Whoa.
Yeah. All if I've got to refer to any of my life history, my pain, my problems, my limitations, if I got to refer to any of it, I got it right here.
Yeah. On these 10 camels that are walking with me, because it takes so much to carry all that shit around.
Yep.
You know?
The whole gang.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coming through.
Make way. Me and all my stuff.
Whew. Baggage.
Mm-hmm. And to recognize it's not necessary. Shoo. It's joyous, and I find myself laughing. I just find myself straight laughing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. in that metaphor of the pinky attached to the body and everything, it's like the pinky trying to, like, just lift some massiveness on its own. Not realizing that it can just call upon the hand and the arm, you know, and the other arm and the legs and the back and the, you know, lifting muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And the core. Engage the glutes. We got quite a load.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the pinky doesn't have to do anything.
On its own.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't... The pinky... Yeah, it's nothing other than reorienting yourself to see that what you are connected to. The pinky is not getting anything outside of itself, outside of what it already is. The pinky is connected to the body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to get or gain.
Right. And so when that whole aliveness, because we can't deny the experience of being alive in an individual body.
Mm-hmm.
There are billions of those happening, just like there are trees. Just like there are birds, just like there are mountains, just like there are drops of water. So the pinky is there. It's a quality of the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So we're not denying the individual experience. When the aliveness flows through that, like you said before, life seeing through these eyes, life peering through the individual, life moving the pinky, the body itself as a whole, whatever you want to call it, you know, the conscious awareness of the body in this metaphor, move, being that which moves the pinky, rather than the pinky being this isolated nonsense that just can only move itself and only take care of itself. It's bogus. It's not happening that way anyway, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so to, so to speak, to like give oneself to that whole movement, to consciously, it's almost not even choice, you know, but to really, to be aware, to be consciously aware of one's intrinsic interrelatedness with that body being the metaphor for the whole of life, the whole of awareness. Then, first of all, whatever was isolating itself to this false idea of being just a pinky, first of all, whatever that is, whatever the aliveness is that said, I'm just a pinky, has access or flows through the whole body.
Mm.
As it already has, really. It's just not abstracting itself. And there's a mutual flow into that pinky as well. So that which was congregated and stuck in the pinky flows through the body. And all that is in, within the body flows through the pinky.
Yes.
And this, and it's really just one, you know. And just consider, in this metaphor, how there are millions of things that one could use a pinky for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if it's not something that the pinky can do, like smelling. Pinky doesn't necessarily smell. Well, the nose can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This is all metaphor. The aliveness in the pinky is the aliveness of the nose, too. So it's so funny that the being that seemed to just be a pinky is now intimately interrelated with the whole of existence. That's a whole different realm.
Mm-hmm. That takes or wipes away a lot of needing. Or, needing of oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Like needing in one's own individuality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you need when you're part of it all?
Mm-hmm. The whole thing.
nothing other than that what you are.
Yeah. And that includes food and water and sleep and breath and probably laughter somewhere in there.
Yeah. It was
sunshine.
Mm-hmm. It was arising as the psychological needs.
Yeah.
That we as individuals are so driven by.
Yeah.
Those needs.
Yeah.
What we think we need to feel secure, satisfied, valuable.
Yeah. If the pinky thinks it's just a pinky floating out in space, isolated and separate from the whole thing, man, it's going to seek security.
Uh-huh.
As soon as it realizes it's attached to the body of existence, I'm good.
I am the security I seek.
Yeah.
It's not even relevant. It's no longer relevant.
Yeah.
The needs, the seeking doesn't apply.
It just falls away. It
falls away.
Yeah, and that's where getting clear on the actual essence of existence does away with the need to go into each little individual nuance of what that pinky had going on for itself. Because, like, getting clear on what is living the pinky, oh, all of a sudden, just like you said, so much of that becomes irrelevant. It just falls away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I have to go, okay, well, now that I realize that I'm all of existence, you know, I need to let go of this psychological need. It's like, wait, I remember when I used to, like, feel I needed, you know, approval from others in order to feel valuable. Wow, that's strange. What a conundrum that is.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I was really caught up in just being this little pinky and worried about what the thumb was up to.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, here we are. We're all together, you know? Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those psychological, what appears as a need.
Yeah.
Psychologically just falls away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the acknowledgement of, quote unquote, who or what one is. And I observe it on many levels that the quietness that arises in that recognition can seem extraordinarily uncomfortable.
Mm.
For those aspects that are still rooted in the individual.
Mm. The quiet feels uncomfortable.
It can.
Mm-hmm.
Many people will mentally come to a sense of understanding the idea of being one with existence. And take that big breath out and wow, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And then sit there for a moment. And then start to get restless. The psychological stuff arises, the self-motivated, self-interested, the self-centered stuff often continues to arise. And that's a pointer to the conceptual acknowledgement of a truth and a discrepancy between what the mind has understood and the intrinsic aliveness of what is behind that truth flowing through the individual. And that no one can do for you. No one can speak into existence. There's no external anything. That's, you could say, inward.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I think, mm-hmm. The what may arise as restlessness or discomfort in that quiet, it can be a beautiful pointer to where perhaps the recognitions are on a conceptual level over, how would you describe?
There's a difference, you could say, between conceptually understanding an idea and having, being the intrinsic awareness of that. Humans are trained to grab things with the mind, the brain, the conceptual understanding, the abstraction into an idea, rather than the living of something.
And it feels so good for us to know these things, for the mind to know. For the mind to know, it's one, like that's great for the mind itself.
Yeah, it's all, I finally figured it out, check me out.
Yeah.
No.
That's not it. That's more of the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pinky going, ha ha! I am now the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rabbit hole of the aggrandizing of the individual.
Yeah. We can't know of it. One can't know of it. One can be it.
Mm-hmm.
What's
and then the being flows into what appears as a knowing.
Yeah.
It's just where is it actually living?
Yeah, can't end there in the knowing.
Right.
Or if it ends there, it ends there.
Yeah, 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 and yeah, one can be it without knowing, which is what children are doing. Being the essence of existence, and there's no concept about it.
Yes.
And then all this egoic stuff happens, and there's concepts, and that typically those concepts have to do with a limited, you know, individualized self, and they you know, isolate themselves to the pinky or the, you know, toenail or whatever it is that they're identified with, and become adults and go through this whole rigmarole, and then listen to this podcast, let's say, or some other voice that's saying the same thing, and the mind goes, ah, that's what I am. You know, the pinky takes itself to be the whole and knows it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's not it. Meanwhile, the child doesn't even have any conceptual idea of it. We're talking very, very, very young children, you know? And they're being it without even trying or knowing or anything.
Yep.
And certainly the conceptual identification isn't yet developed or in the way of that flow. There's no impedance, there's nothing impeding that flow of aliveness. It's a natural expression. And yet, there's not a conscious awareness of it.
Mm.
One could say that the movement into the individualized tendencies is, on one level, one could see that that movement directly correlates to the extraordinariness of being the whole of existence, and from that place coming to recognize it. When it's there, and the mind goes, wow, whoa, wow, there's nothing that needs to happen. What else? ¿Qué más?
Mm.
Like, what? Wow. And it's this, you know, I don't like the idea of the whole bliss thing, because it's, a lot of people just try to chase bliss, but
yes,
that itself can be a blissful state.
Yes.
But it's not like somebody's going, oh my gosh, this feels so good. It's just really, at least in this experience, like, wow, that's fucking cool. The pinky being played, like we were talking in that last section, the pinky being played in the symphony and hearing the symphony as that symphony is happening is so far beyond the individual that is recognizing or acknowledging the flowing of existence through it. That pinky is listening to the whole symphony happening on a far grander scale than the individual that is acknowledging it happening and going, wow, that's cool. Whoa, this sun is shining. Wow, that's cool. Recognizing, oh, the consciousness, the awareness, the aliveness that is happening through this body is that same consciousness happening through that sunshine. Whoa. Oh. From that standpoint of being in that. It's really just fun and joy and wonderment of, check that out.
And this deeper engagement with all of life.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's inseparable. Like not about chasing this individual experience of bliss. Because that's more of the same, too.
More of the same.
More of the same. It's like, it's not about, that's really short-sighted. It's not about living in this perpetual bliss. It's living deeply engaged with all of life.
Yeah.
I see you interacting so deeply with life. Being with life presently.
Being life.
Being life. Mm-hmm. As it, with it, through it.
Yeah. And at some point or another, one will have the thought, wow, I'm like, life is living me. And for a while there, I fucking forgot that I was even had a name or a face or whatever, you know? Somebody called my name, is like, oh, whoa, that's right. And inevitably at some point in the human experience of being life, the mind becomes privy, you could say, you know, it's like, oh, wow, that's wow, yeah. Huh, interesting. Oh, yeah. The mind is like, oh, I'm being life. I'm being lifed. It's a funny thing. You know? Well, fun. And maybe we'll, like, you know, peek its head up for a moment and look at that and go, ooh, interesting. And then just falls right back into it, so to speak. You know?
You're speaking of the activity level of the mind.
At some point in using words, you know, being lived by life, the individual being lived by life, the pinky, like, you know, being moved by the whole body rather than I this idea that it's a separate thing. At some point in that movement through the individual, the brain can recognize that happening and go, oh, whoa, this is wild. I'm like, life is playing me, as if a guitar could be like, wow, this fill in your favorite guitarist is playing me right now. That's so cool. Whoa. And the guitar is like wild and then just keeps getting played, you know, but it kind of peeks its head up. The brain can recognize that. It can see that and go, whoa. All right.
And it can function with it all too. Are you speaking to how the brain itself doesn't need to be like pushed to the side or?
Yeah, I think, well, the recognition of that moment of going, oh wow, whoa, huh, becomes just a passing thing, actually. Where in what we're speaking of a moment ago, the mind grabs that and is like, oh my gosh, I'm the whole of existence. Check me out. Whoa, yes. Whoa, whoa, cool, yeah. And it's like more of the same, right? Of that, like, seeking, you know, security, seeking validation and a place in the world and all of that. When the being is there and the connection is there intrinsic, and then the mind realizes that's going on, it's like, oh, huh, that's funny, and then keeps on. Because it's whatever. There's nothing to grab in that. You know what? I'm just gonna like grab myself. Like that's why. No, you know, I'm flowing down this river. Wow! Look how much fun I'm having. And then it keeps having fun, right? Wow. Rather than being like, whoa, this is fun. What is all this? What is fun? How the you know, thinking about it as opposed to just being it. You know, Yeah, it brings a question like a child who's not yet conceptually identified oneself. Does that child playing in the river, like rafting down this river, let's say, tubing down this, you know, gentle river, does the child, like, in the midst of that, kind of mentally step back and go, wow, look how much fun I'm having? Or are they just in the fun, right? And so the interesting thing of having the experience of, oh, wow, life is living me, is the experience of being in the river and going, whoa, check this out. I'm having a blast. And then proceeding to continue having a blast rather than getting into all these mental abstractions about it.
Yes.
You know, the knowledge of it, the awareness in the mind is just sort of a passing thing. When one grasps onto knowing oneself as life, it's more of the same.
Yeah.
And yeah, the mind is like so stoked and so ready to take that on and be like, fucking check me out, right? And then the not insignificance, but just the fleeting acknowledgement of that that comes from being life. And then life is going, oh, check that out. This part of life is being life. Yeah, duh. Okay, let's keep going. Just like the, you know, child having so much fun, or the let's say the adult in this case having so much fun goes, wow, I'm having so much fun. And then they're like, yeah, okay, get, like, that thought has nothing to do with fun.
It really takes away from the fun.
Yeah. It isn't the fun.
It isn't the fun.
You know?
It's a thought about the fun.
Yeah. And that's something that's, it's an interesting thing that I haven't heard it spoken of. It seems kind of ironic or it seems backwards, but yeah, the mind within an individual being lived as life can mentally see that happen presently.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And go, huh, yeah. And maybe even celebrate it at some point. So be like, this is, yeah, how beautiful. Life is living through this being, just like it's living through that incredible flower over there. And wow, check out the amazingness of that butterfly. And go, ah, check out this divine expression of existence. Not getting caught up in the sense that that individual expression is the end all be all, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, check this out, just like you would a bird. Probably you're not so focused on that bird for very long.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you acknowledge its beauty, this amazing sunrise, you know, and then carry on. It's not the basis of some conceptual nonsense.
It's no more. Then it's not higher. Like, we don't put any one thing on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Same as if we, or perhaps if one feels themselves doing that, like really kind of, if the ego is grasping on to the oneness with life, I am God. Mm. If we feel that happening, that can be a beautiful pointer. Because it's like, yeah, would we, if we're really looking at all of life as a whole, would we look at any one tree, any one bird, and like put it on this pedestal as above? It's like nothing above or below. Mm. The self isn't above or below any of it. It's all one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Just like, do you favor one finger over another?
Mm-hmm. They certainly have their strengths.
You would know.
But no.
This one's opposable.
They all got their magic.
Yeah.
All of life has its magic.
Mm-hmm. And that includes the individual human. And the extent to which you focus on that is the extent to which one focuses on the incredibleness of, you know, a tree.
Yeah.
You know, or this dragonfly flying by. How extraordinary.
Uh-huh. That's a great pointer, too. One could ask oneself, do I see a dragonfly? Do I see a leaf as the same magnificence that I'm seeing myself now? Like I see, if I'm seeing myself as God and sacred and the divine, do I see the same of that tree?
Yeah, or the person that you like the least.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that exists in you, it says everything that needs to be said. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it always refers to who is it that has that like or that preference.
Yes.
You know? Does that individual entity totally dissolve into absolute nothingness? No. But are those preferences for one person over another or one tree for another really all that important? No.
Hmm.
Doesn't mean that I go hang out with this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And if... If one sees the intrinsic beauty of that being any more or less than anything else, then the mind is holding on to something.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful way to check in with where we're oriented.
Yeah.
Like, are we oriented? Are we sitting as someone who has those judgments and those opinions and those preferences? Or do we sit somewhere beyond that? It's like a beautiful place to check in.
Yeah, and everything is an entry point into the essence of what's happening anyway. All of aliveness is being me.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds just like I am God,
mm-hmm.
right? It sounds identical, but it has a different, you could say that it's rooted in different soil.
Yeah.
One's in a little pot. One is in the whole of existence,
mm-hmm.
you know? One is saying the individual is God. The other one is saying God is the individual.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And what you were saying of that, you know, check-in, that's an entry point. Because as soon as one sees something like that, just go into it. Who is that based on?
Yep.
Who am I understanding myself to be? In that, it all points back to I am separating myself from the whole of existence. The pinky is thinking it's the pinky. Oh, if one sees that enough times, and really it only takes once because that's when it happens, but perhaps one sees that multiple times and is like, oh my God, just get rid of that shit.
Mm.
And it happens on its own.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
One could say.
Understanding who holds it. Who holds this fear? Who holds that judgment? Who holds this limitation? Who's the one that holds it?
Yeah.
Certainly life itself doesn't fear of its value or capacity. The tree doesn't question itself. Who is the one that holds these ideas?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the it's a real quick way of going, oh, yeah, okay, that's a individualistic, egoic representation of something far beyond.
Mm.
And then ask, is that me? If yes, all right. If, well, that's not all of me. Keep going. Are you that thing you're afraid of? Are you that person you don't like? Or that person you judge? Or that person that you put on the pedestal? Is that you? If no, all right. If yes, keep going. Take a breath in. Is the air inside you, you? Is the conglomeration of things that you breathed out, you? How about the air circling around oneself right now, yet to be breathed? Is it me just because it's inside this body? If yes, okay. If, well, it doesn't have to be inside me to be me. Keep going. Where's that air coming from? Most people think it's trees. Yeah, some is actually coming from phytoplankton, like photosynthetic little
Whoa.
Beings hanging out in the surface of the ocean.
Whoa.
That's the majority of the oxygen production of the earth.
Whoa.
Anyhow, are you that phytoplankton? No, I'm not some little, what is that, a bug or something? All right. Perhaps, I really can't exist without that vast network of trees and the phytoplankton. Yeah, how does the oxygen or the air even get from there to here?
Hmm.
What are you factoring in there? Wind? Wind is the pressures, you know, moving and equating and balancing within the air, within that Earth's atmosphere. All that oxygen would just probably dissipate out into the expanse of space if it wasn't for the atmosphere.
Mm.
Okay, you're really starting to get into some stuff
Mm.
where it's like, shoot. There I was thinking the air I breathe in, when it's in my body, it's kind of me then, but as soon as I breathe it out, nah, it's no longer me. See, it went away. That lets you know where your focal point is
Yeah.
on the individual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seeing where the individual exists is a pointer beyond that limited identification. Seeing, okay, yeah, let's keep following it. The air coming from the phytoplankton, the atmosphere holding in the air, the pressure systems that move the air about the earth, the trees that soak up the carbon dioxide that we breathe out. Okay, by the time you're considering atmosphere and pressure systems, you're factoring into huge amounts of, you know, not just like physics and things, but so many other factors that exist on Earth. You're considering the evaporation and the heating cooling cycles of the Earth, which is based on the sun. You're considering tides. You're considering all this kind of stuff. Yeah, look at the sun. If that thing stopped shining, or if, you know, you didn't face it for long enough, it'd all just turn into a big chunk of ice.
Mm.
You know, how is that happening? And instantly you recognize, okay, this individual that I claim to be my focal point, this is me, and the rest is something else. Even that individual cannot exist or live without all of this stuff going on around me.
Mm, all of the parts we see completely interconnected.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the space in which it all exists is necessary for any of it to be. Like, damn!
Yes.
That's like the shortcut.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know,
Space itself?
Yeah, that's like Reader's Digest version or Cliff Notes or whatever. It's like, bang!
Yep.
This individual can't even exist if space doesn't exist. Fucking A.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let alone all the rest of the stuff that's going on within it.
Yes. No one thing exists on its own.
Right, just like the finger attached to the hand, attached to the arm, attached to the body within the whole thing. You know, it keeps going. Here we are. The whole thing seen through your eyes.
Mm.